Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the Life is a Sacred Journey virtual family. My name is Michelle Pope, and I'm the host of Life is a Sacred Journey. We are taking this New Year's Day off, but I welcome you as a first-time viewer or you come back again. Today, we are going to repeat the conversation that I had with Audrey Bond, who is the founder and CEO of Vault. Vault is a secure information management platform that was built by people that understand the stress of complicated family life. And that includes caregiving. Audrey herself is a caregiver to her mom and needed a place to store all that information safely, just to have it so she could make sure that her mom's care, that she has it at the tip of her fingers. Vault, Audrey Bond, CEO and founder, has given us as a holiday beginning of the year gift, 500 subscriptions. We've sent out a couple already to many of you out there in our virtual neighborhood. I still have to send to Sandy Blazer. But please, if you're interested in this incredible platform, please send your email information to Life is a Sacred Journey. I believe it's lifeisasacredjourney@gmail.com, but you can find us very easily on Facebook and Instagram and all the other places. We will be rejoining you in January, and we're looking forward to it. And at that time, we're also going to be trying some experimental stuff with YouTube to expand our audience. And so to all of you out there, thank you so much for supporting Life is a Sacred Journey. I hope you will continue to support us, follow us, subscribe, and share in 2021. May the 2021 season bring you nothing but peace and joy, and have a wonderful, wonderful, and safe, don't forget your mask and your hand sanitizer, New Year. Happy New Year from Life is a Sacred Journey. Be well.
Welcome. You're tuned into Life is a Sacred Journey. Every week, we bring a new perspective to aging and caregiving. Here is your host, Michelle Pope.
Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon and good evening to my my universal worldwide friends that come every Friday at 8 o'clock with their cup of coffee or tea or water or whatever and join us for Life is a Sacred Journey. We are so honored to continue coming to you during this time of pandemic and all this unrest in the world, and hopefully we help you to start your weekend, your Friday, knowing a little bit more, hopefully a little bit more lifted, and just feeling like that we are a humanity together. I was reading something the other day where it said, you know, I think it's Toni Morrison. Yes, it is. Where Toni Morrison says there is no ethnicity. There is no, you know, we don't need all this cultural diversity stuff if we just began to think about each other as a part of a human race, and that we began to understand that what affects one member of the human race affects us all. And so that's why Life is a Sacred Journey exists, because 20-something, almost 30 years of working in the care of seniors and people who are aging. I'm aging. We're all aging. I began to realize that we're not giving people the joy messages around aging. We're also not really focusing in on the needs of people as they age. You know, if you're a young person, we're there for you. We're going to find any way we can because we see you as the future. But you know what? Without the legacy of our seniors, the future looks pretty dim, because those stories that only seniors can tell, those stories that only, you know, I learned how to walk down the street because there were seniors in my neighborhood, and I had to learn not to run by them and knock them down, right? So that just taught me one thing, getting on the subway, having to get up and give my seat to a senior. When we have all those human things happening within our lives for every stage of living, then what we do is we build a respectful and connected world. So that's my sort of soapbox thing this morning, and I want to thank all of those people during the pandemic who are continuing those acts of kindness out there, those landlords that are saying you don't have to pay your rent even though it's a sacrifice to them, those people that are going and delivering food, anybody who is doing anything to support their fellow human being. This morning, I am so excited, and I love talking to my friends all over the world, and today my newest friend is Audrey Bond. And we send out all kinds of messaging saying if you'd like to be on the show or if you're doing something innovative, please contact us so that we can get you on the show and share information. So Ryan Gibson, thank you, Ryan, for getting a hold of us and connecting us with Audrey. So before I get started with you, Ms. Audrey, thank you again. I just want to lift up a few minutes of just take a few minutes to remember John Lewis. What a fortune! How blessed I was to not know him personally, but to be mentored by him through a program that I attended as a young woman in Washington, D.C., when I thought I wanted to go into politics. And this man walked into the room with a great sense of humor, but also impacted my life forever. And so we just are so fortunate, and what a better world we are because John Lewis was among us. And so rest in peace, Mr. Lewis, and thank you for all your sacrifices and for everything that you did to bring this humanity together. And we will continue. Your life will not be in vain. So thank you, Mr. Lewis. So let me tell you about my guest. This is so exciting for me. I love meeting new people. Anybody who knows me knows this. So Audrey Bond has been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, and for the last 2 years she has been obsessed with building a solution to a personal problem that she had. And this turned out to be a fairly universal problem. As you all know, we talk about this, the sandwich generation, and how the sandwich generation is caring for their children, rearing their children, working, and caring for their elder seniors as well. And so this is something that happened to her as a single mom and having a daughter and disabled aging parents. She became stressed and disorganized and overburdened by information and schedules. If anybody knows, I still write everything down in an appointment book because I can't remember and I can't put it all on my phone because I'm measuring so many things. This happened to Audrey Bond as she was caring for her mom and her dad and her family. She wanted a secure place to put information that she could access, share quickly with doctors and share quickly with providers so that she could have it at a push of a button. But she wanted it to be safe, so encrypting it in such a way that people could not access it. And we were just talking before we began the broadcast about fraud and how many of our seniors are getting, being fraud. Fraud is coming into their lives because people are attacking their money, all kinds of things. And so she created this communication platform called Vault and to better support caregivers and family members and friends who are coming together to care for their loved ones. She graduated from the University of Ottawa and has worked as a military and medical photographer. If you go on Life is a Sacred Journey's website, you'll see her photo, and I actually thought that. I said, that's a pretty nice photo. I wonder who took that. And she's passionate. She's a passionate foodie. If you ever make it to California, Audrey, we will go out for dinner. I'm a foodie too. But I didn't take it as far as she did. She attended the Cordon Bleu Cooking School, and so I'm actually going to invite you to my house. You'll have to cook me something. And she mentioned she mentors young entrepreneurs who want to go into the business world, and she's currently doing that right now with I think it was about six entrepreneurs or three that she's mentoring right now. And also she is the mother of a beautiful 16-year-old daughter who I know that she is mentoring because as parents, we never stop mentoring our children no matter how old they are. So I want to welcome Audrey Bond and thank her so much all the way from Ottawa, Canada, for joining us this morning at Life is a Sacred Journey. We are honored to have you this morning. Welcome.
I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so good.
To be honest, it'd be lovely to be there in person right now. California would be wonderful, but we'll do it one day. One day we'll meet in person.
Yeah, one day we will meet in person. You know, we're all looking forward to those moments of celebration when we could be physically together without the mask and without the hand sanitizer and without the 6-foot distancing. But till that time, thank you, Zoom people. We really appreciate you. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So, Audrey, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. I gave your talk about your bio a little bit and talked about why you started Vault. But, you know, really, tell your story. Tell your story so we can understand kind of what got you to this place.
Sure, absolutely. So, I've built this as a solution to a problem I had. It started 10 years ago, actually, when I was going through a divorce, and my ex-husband at the time didn't really know anything about her daughter. It wasn't that it was on purpose. It wasn't that he was a bad guy. It was just the way it was. And we had these communication barriers because we were divorced, and I wasn't able to feed information to him. He didn't have access to her information, and it was stressful, and that they created a disconnection between my daughter and her father that it didn't need to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I was very frustrated with the situation. And I remember saying, I wish there was this central hub that I could put all my daughter's information and my ex-husband could access it. He could see what's going on, that she won this award in her sport or access a report card or know what her doctors or her vaccinations and prescriptions and medical appointments and what was going on. Feel more connected to her and just know really what was going on. And I looked around and I realized that I wasn't the only person that had this problem, and I wasn't only because I was divorced. I had friends that were in the Army where they were deployed and posted. They were disorganized. They had a communication problem. I had friends who were, ran companies. And so I actually 10 years ago I thought, okay, well, I knew a few people that were in the tech development world, and you know, they're like, well, hey, this is a great idea, there's nothing really like that out there, and so let's do it. And I started 10 years ago, and then I had to look into myself at that moment, and my daughter was 7 years old and I was a single mom, and it was just to give at that point. And in order for this to be successful, it would have required me to be doing it full time. So I stepped away and I focused on raising my daughter and running the business that I had at that time. And then fast forward to a few years ago, my parents, they declined fairly quickly at one point, and I had to sell their house and take care of everything. I had to take over everything. I was looking for everything, and I had to find some sort of an assisted living that would be able to accommodate both my parents' disabilities. But I also needed to share this information with my brother. I'm like, oh, I need vaults. I wish I had this now. And the universe kind of works in its mysterious ways. And I bumped into one of the developers that I had met, that I had been talking to 10 years prior. And he's like, whatever happened to vaults? And I'm like, funny you should say that. I'm needing it more than ever right now. Not only for my daughter's information, but now to look after my parents' information.
Yeah.
I remember having to have my parents' power of attorney form. And I didn't see my power of attorney forms. I had power of attorney, but they were kind of useless because they were in a folder in my office up on the shelf, and I wasn't carrying it around with me everywhere I was going, right? And so, you know, the developer said, so, you know, you think you could do it now? And my daughter was 15 at that point. And I said, absolutely, I have the capacity, and if I don't take this opportunity now, I don't want to regret this the rest of my life. I had this second opportunity to go forth and do it. I closed my previous company, and I set forth to this thing. And we've got some great partnerships right now, some great rid of the stress. So can I tell you a little bit about Vault?
Please, yeah, go into talking about Vault. And I'm noticing that the internet might be a little wonky, so I'm not sure if that's going through. to our listeners, but hang in there with us. Thank you so much. Hit that share button. You know, during this time of COVID-19, everybody's using Zoom to connect and to make sure they stay connected, but I'm sure you can hear us, and then Felicia will fix whatever little blips that we have. So Hank, stay in there. Hit that share button. And, yeah, tell us all about Vault and what Vault does.
Sure. So Vault is an information management and communication platform that was built to help families and caregivers securely organize, store, and share important information, documents, tasks, and schedules between family members or your lawyer or other caregivers. My mission, of course, is to help families and caregivers stay organized and alleviate stress and information burden, because there's a lot of that, and really give people that control of their data by making this end-to-end encrypted information platform. And I truly believe that having better support for the caregiver can improve the well-being of not only those giving the care, but also those receiving the care. And that's what we've built it, to provide support that in turn empowers the caregivers to gain control, you know, and increase their peace of mind. Because it's a crazy world out there right now. And when we're looking after people, you know, it's there's a lot of stress. There's emotional stress, physical stress, and then there's organizational stress. So if I can help at least one of them, I'll do what I can.
Well, in communication, you know, that's what we're constantly talking about during this time. And I did a webinar with the Cal Nevada Conference of the Methodist Church, and we talked about that, where it's about isolation. You know, when people feel isolated, and how do we have social participation for the group? Again, we're talking about COVID and people over the age of 65 are the folks that are being diagnosed the most. So how do we keep information flowing between them, the caregiver, and like you said, a brother, and all the folks that are, you know, that are around them? And this, I believe, is going to be the future telephonic medical care. I just had my first ever in my whole entire life telephonic doctor appointment. And, you know, no, they weren't, I wasn't sitting on the thing and with the paper outfit on, but we were able to converse and have what I felt was a really good conversation about my health. And so when you talked about the information that goes into the vault for the family member, physician, are we talking about things like medications as well, or is it just legal data?
It's everything. It's okay. Absolutely everything. And medications and prescriptions and vaccinations, you can populate it yourself. You can scan the documents within the app itself. There's a scanning functionality. You can upload it. And then, again, you can share it within the family. You can share it with your lawyer. You can share it with any kind of service provider that you want to. But it's very, very user-friendly and easy to use. Absolutely. The medical information was one of the main ones for me. To be able to have, for instance, when I found this was a problem for us, my brother would take my father to one of his appointments, and there was many specialists, and there was many appointments, and it becomes sometimes a little bit overwhelming, not only for the patient, but for the caregiver and for the person, you know, bringing the person to the appointment. And I would ask my brother, I'm like, what did the doctor say? Did they have a CT scan? What are we supposed to be doing about the antibiotics? You know, what's all the, and my brother's like, I can't remember everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how to have this place that we can actually record this information at the appointment or right after the appointment and now be able to go back, or how many times was my mother on an antibiotic in the last 12 months, right? To be able to have access to that information is so important for the families, to empower them with that information. We're going to be able to care better, much better for our family members with this.
And, you know, the thing that I find interesting, what you're saying, is that as people age in place and age in their communities, whether it be in the home or assisted living or wherever, the reality is that data becomes even more so important because of the multitude or the numbers of people that are engaging with your loved one, the physician, the social worker, case manager, and when you're in those meetings, it's really hard to concentrate on what to write down and what to remember. It's like, is this really important? And for a layperson that isn't in the field, some of the words and sentences and things that we pull together as service providers, they have no clue what we're talking about, and we do it so quickly that we forget that this is like we need a whole new glossary for caregiving. So do you help in Vault? It's easy. It's an easy platform. People can access it and understand it. It's not something that's like somebody bought some software here at ASAP, and I'm telling you, I wish there was a manual because I'm playing with it, but I'm really not getting it. So is this something that is easy for people to learn and access?
Absolutely. I mean, since we're on Facebook Live, basically, if you can use Facebook, you can use Vault. It's very user-friendly, very intuitive. It's almost satisfying sometimes to touch a few of the buttons and to flow through it. But it is beautifully built. We had an incredible designer help us make this so beautiful. Even the colors are beautiful. It's well-designed and very, very easy to use. I want it to be, I mean, because when we're stressed out and we have a million things going on, the last thing you want is something that's supposed to be built to help you be confusing and difficult to use, right?
Yes. And create more work.
And we have low attention spans, right? Everybody's so busy. They've got so much going on, so that if this is going to be a difficult thing to use, anything nowadays, if this is difficult, I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'll think about that later. Maybe I'll come back to it. But if it's going to be helpful, it has to be.
Is there a cost to the application, and how do people access it? And people can access it no matter where they are, so they don't have to be living in Canada. They can access it even here in the States, right?
Absolutely. Canada and the United States right now, we've launched in Canada and the United States. And it's a subscription model, so you pay a monthly fee for the service, which includes all the storage and all the features. Right now, normally it's $11.99 a month, and right now we're actually doing a launch special of 50% off.
Oh,
wow. And so lock in at $5.99 a month, which is a pretty amazing deal, because when we put the price back up to the regular price, that's what other people will be paying, but you'll be locked in at the $5.99 a month.
So this is a really good time to go online, find Vault. It's V-A-U-L-T-T. And you can, again, $11.99, but 50% off at $5.99, and you will be locked in, grandfathered in to this subscription rate. And then you can take time to build your platform that's specific to your family, medications, weight changes, all the list of doctors, contact numbers, just everything that you need that will help you to care for your family member now and in the future. Because we all know, as caregivers, if you've been a caregiver, the situation changes from moment to moment to moment. So having that data is so, so important. So I wanted to ask you, Audrey, you know, you're a mom, a business owner, a business developer, and you're a caregiver. I mean, how has this pandemic changed your life, and how are you managing? I mean, you have Vault in your life, so it's helping with some of the things. But again, I mean, the pressure of this whole pandemic on top of caregiving, would you mind sharing your feelings around that?
The pandemic has been stressful for everybody, you know, for some of the frontline workers, more so for them than some of us. I'm very fortunate that I'm able to work from home. My daughter did her schooling at home, which wasn't that easy for her. I have the silver lining. I haven't been driving. I've saved a lot of money on gas and parking. I haven't been eating out as much. So, and I've discovered some really great things. I've rediscovered my love of smoking, not smoking, but like barbecue smoking. So I've been doing a lot of barbecue. But, you know, those are the silver linings. But the truth of it is that I desperately miss seeing my parents and hugging them. And there's a lot of stress from that, not being able to help my mom when she had issues with the fraud on her computer, you know, not being able to go in there, take her computer away, get it fixed, you know, and so she lost her communications to the outside world because of that, the fraud that she had on her computer, and because her assisted living was locked down because of the risk to these, to these places, I haven't been able to visit, and so this has been very hard. And with my father having dementia, I'm being honest here, I am concerned that this period of time not seeing face to face, I am concerned that when I do finally get to see him, which I'm hoping is soon, I don't know whether he'll remember me or not.
And that's a burden. I mean, that's a burden. Many of our families, I actually had a conversation with a colleague and friend, and her mom has passed away. And the hardest part was that up through COVID, she was able to go down and spend weekends and do certain things with her mom. And her mom died without the family being able to be beside her. And I think that's what people are having the most grief and things about, that, you know, let this pandemic be over so I can go visit my loved one and not, you know, and please let them live long enough for me to have that visit, because now she never had closure, you know, even though she knew her mom was in hospice and all of that, it's that the closure is being at that bedside during that passing. And so this is really hard on all caregivers. And so my heart goes out to all of you out there. And Audrey, I've been praying, you know, and I know all my friends that are watching on Facebook Live, we're all looking forward to the day that this will go away. But it really is about people wearing their masks. It's about people, you know, washing their hands. It's about that social distancing and these social bubbles. Are you guys up there in Canada experiencing as much of the hoax conversation as we're hearing here in the States, that people don't want to wear the mask because they don't believe that COVID exists?
There are. I don't believe it's as
prevalent.
Yeah, I don't believe it's prevalent there. Again, what you see on TV is you're only seeing small sections of what is out there.
Yeah.
From my own experience, you know, when I do go out to get groceries, you know, it is mandatory to wear masks in indoor locations where we live.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pretty good grasp of the situation and good control right now in Ontario where we live. We found out yesterday the kids are going back to school in the fall, and so they've got some kind of slightly altered methods for the kids. My daughter will be going, I believe it's 50% of the time. She's been growing into grade 12, so she'll be going to school half the time. Masks will be mandatory.
Okay.
But I am seeing there's some, you know, some people don't believe, but I think majority of the people are following through. And it's, again, my concern right now is for our vulnerable citizens, right? Those with suppressed immune systems, aging parents, and so that's my concern. So my daughter and I, we've been staying home, you know, and when we do go out, we wear the mask, you know, and tie the hands, wash the hands, the whole thing, and we do distance. But people are pretty vigilant and doing the right thing right now.
Good, you know, and I think it is about when we began. Excuse me, this morning before we went live, Audrey and I were talking about this whole idea that we're all in this together. And if we really believe that, and instead of it just being a slogan that we just kind of, you know, kind of rolls off of our lips, and then we would put a mask on. And that just means we're protecting those of us who have autoimmune things or, you know, other secondary. And then our elders, you know. I can't imagine a world without our elders. So we've got to protect them in any way we can. And this is one of the ways that we can do so. So we can get back into, somebody said to me, the new normal. And I don't want to go back to our normal. I want us to move into a different trajectory of life. And when I think about your life, Audrey, as a sandwich generation daughter, you know, what would you say to the rest of us about what you need? I mean, you started Volt out of a need, but there's different needs for caregivers who, you know, I'm a retired caregiver, I need a whole lot more respite, particularly if we're living in the house together, because I'm probably the same age as the person that I'm caring for. But if sandwich generation folks, the needs are a little bit different because you're caring for, but you also have this other thing that's happening. Would you give us a little insight before we end our conversation, sort of what, you know, what it's like to be a sandwich generation daughter?
Chaos. So much fun. You know, I mean, caregiving has been a part of my life. I grew up watching my father care for my mother. since my mother was a paraplegic since I was 12 years old. And so, and then I saw my mother caring for my father through his cancer, and then my mother caring for my father with his dementia, and then I cared for my daughter, and I caring for my parents. And it's caregiving is part of my life. It's part of my existence. So, I mean, it's I think a lot of people in the sandwich generation, it is like, it is what it is. It's the situation, right? And you mm-hmm. kind of roll with it. And I think everybody's experience, as you said, is completely different, right?
Yeah.
And absolutely different needs. And I'm not a professional therapist or anything like that, but I can tell you that I think that across the board, I think no matter what the situation, I think that people need to look for the helpers.
Mm.
I think they need to ask for help. I think that you need to reach out, ask for and accept the help. And I think that, you know, we can't do this alone, right? And no matter who you're caring for, no matter what you're doing, it is a challenging and it's stressful. And the better that we take care of ourselves and the more help that we can get and the more organized we can be, I mean, the better it is on those that we're caring for. You know, we want to kind of cancel the chaos, right, as much as we can. And there's help. And there's so many areas, you know, that we can use the help, whether it's emotional help, whether it's physical help, whether it's respite care, whether it's somebody saying, you know, somebody saying, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you grab my daughter after school? Or, can you know, and for, you know, when we were in heavier lockdown and I was concerned about my health and my parents' health, I actually asked people, like, hey, when you go to the grocery store, do you mind grabbing me some flour and some yeast or what have you? So I did, you know, ask the help there and ask for the help when you need it.
Yes, and that's the key. Ask for the help if you need it. And I know I was raised in a generation is that you suffer through your pain in silence. You don't talk about all of that kind of. You don't talk about your problems, and so you know you kind of sit in the cut waiting for somebody to notice your suffering. Well, as I've gotten older, I realize that is not good, that reaching out to people who love you, and when they say, what can I do, tell them and give
yeah.
them the privilege of doing something good for you. You know, we all are in this world to serve each other, and that's we take those moments, and when we don't allow somebody, you're blocking their blessing. That's what my mother used to say. Don't block their blessing. They want to help you. So I want to thank you, Audrey, so much for bringing Vault to my and Life is a Sacred Journey folks. You know, we are always trying to figure out ways that we can support caregivers and just give people the information that they need, whether they need it today or down the road. And so is there a website and phone number or address or link that you can provide our listeners and watchers here so that they can get a hold of you and, you know, access? Important.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's a few places I would direct people right to. If they know this is what they want and they need this in their life, go right to the App Store and you can download it there. But if you go to our website, which is www.vault2t.com, the VAULTT.com, it really gives a good overview and explanation of what Vault does, how it's going to help you, what it's for. And you can connect with me anytime. You can just email me if you have questions. Go ahead and email me. It's Audrey, Audrey, at vault.com. And I would love to chat with anybody that has any questions about this. And I really look forward to getting this out there because we know that there's not a lot of tech solutions out there right now to help caregivers. And, we need it.
That's right. So thank you so much, Audrey, for getting up this morning and sharing Vault and sharing your passion and love for one of our Teresa. Thank you, Sister T. She put it up, so it's out there, www.vault.com. Please, you know, check it out. It may not be for you, but it very well might be. And you can always email Audrey and ask any question that you have. Right now, 50% off, $5.99, and that will be your rate. So I think it's a good call for any of us that are aging in place, and we prepare then for our family members. Like my children are adults now, but the more information that I can provide for them as my needs grow, then it'll be better for all of us. So I want to wish Audrey and Volt much success. I want to thank you so much. It's been my honor to meet you, and I do look forward to meeting you in person. And if you have any last word that you would like to share with everybody on Life is a Sacred Journey?
I want to say thank you again for having me. I really enjoyed this. I can't believe our time is over.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to get to California, and I will cook for you, and we will sit, and we will talk. And I just wish everybody the best of health right now. Yeah. We will get through this. We will get through this together. You know, look for the helpers. Look for solutions, you know, to wherever it's out there. So I just hope everybody can, you know, take care. We're getting through this and stay well.
I agree. All right, everybody. This is your host of Life is a Sacred Journey. My name is Michelle Pope. You all know that. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. And we are all in this together. Have a blessed and marvelous day, marvelous weekend. And you know, as usual, wear your mask. Use your hand sanitizer. Yes, I hate all of this. But at the end of the day, I want to be here to greet those grandbabies that aren't born yet. So have a wonderful weekend and be good to yourself. Audrey, thank you so much. Have a good weekend and be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.